我们感谢神，因为看见他在历史上所做的功，一直启示神是存着一个何等的怜悯的心情来对待他名下的人。
We thank God because we have mentioned that we have seen throughout the work of God throughout the ages what compassion he has and what mercy he has toward those who are under his name.
我们读历代志的时候，我们晓得我们是站在神的那一边来看神手中的工作。
As we read the Chronicles, we realize that we're standing on the side of God to view and look at the work of God.
我们不是根据我们自己的了解来看历史。
We're not looking at history according to our own understanding.
我们是按照神如何记录他做工的意志来看历史。
But we do look at the history itself accordingto the words of God in his own daily journal.
这样就给我们看到人在神面前的光景是怎么的一个模样。
Therefore, are we able to see the condition of man and how it is before God?
我们常常有一个困惑。
Many a times we have this trouble.
不寻求神的人落在神的惩治的底下，我们能了解。
Those who do not seek after God, if they fall under the discipline of God, we're able to understand.
一些寻求神的人，好像他们在路上，在地上的路程也并不好过。
Yeah, and it seems as if those who do seek after God, their path on earth are not seemingly very smooth either.
更让我们不明白的乃是，有些明明是寻求神的人，等到幕后的一层，他们整个的垮掉了。
And what even troubles us even more is those who truly do seek after God, yet at the very end stage of their life, they fall and they fall greatly.
我们里面就有一个困扰。
Then we have this troubling within.
神为什么不保守他们?
Why is it that God does not keep them?
神为什么不挽回他们?
Why does God not atone for them?
但是我们看到旧约的历史的时候。
When we look at the history in the Old Testament.
我们很清楚地看到。
Very clearly we can see.
不是神。不伸出手来做工。
It is not that God does not extend forth his hand to work.
那是人堕落的天性太强了。
But it is the death and the greatness of the fallen nature of man.
他强到一个地步，他们听不进神的话。
It is so strong and deep in a way that they cannot hear and listen to the word of God.
他们领会不到神的心思。
They're not able to understand the heart of God.
那在这样的情形的底下。
And under this situation,
我们的神只好姑且这样说，袖手旁观咯。
Our God, we can say in this way that he can only take his hands back and just look at see what happens.
那上一次我们看到约阿斯死掉了。
The last time we saw that Joash have died.
是给他手下的臣仆杀掉的。
Joash was killed by his servant.
那这也是我们引起我们一个困惑的。
This may also trouble us.
虽然约阿斯的后期并不对。
Even though the end stage of Joash was not right.
但是他落到这样的下场是我们不容易领会的过来的。
But for him to have such an end is something that we cannot understand.
但是他的问题还不是最严重的。
But for the issues of Joash, it is not most severe.
我们今天开始在看下去的时候，我们又发现有些比他更严重的事。
Today, as we read on and continue, we see there are more things that are even more severe than what happened to him.
那他死了。
Now, after Joash died,
他的儿子亚玛色就跟着上来做王。
Then his son Amaziah reigned in his place.
在二十五章一开始就这样说。
At the very beginning of chapter 25, it says,
亚玛谢登基的时候年二十五岁。
Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign.
在耶路撒冷做王29年。
And he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years.
然后你就第二节你就看到。
And then you can see in verse 2.
亚玛谢行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
只是心不专诚。
But not with a perfect heart.
那弟兄姊妹，这就是神在他身上给他的一个评语。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the evaluation of God for Amaziah.
他一生在神的面前有一段日子是寻求神的。
there was a period in his life where Amaziah sought after God.
但是他不能维持他这样的一个寻求神的心思，一直到他行完地上的路程。
But he did not sustain such a heart of his to continue to seek after God until the end of his days.
那他怎么显明他的这一个光景呢？
Now how is this condition manifested?
整个二十五章就是说他在神面前给记录下来的事。
The entire chapter 25 records for us the matters of Amaziah.
你看到亚麻谢这个王。
You can see this king Amaziah.
你说他不好，他有一定的好。
You say he is not good, but he has some good qualities.
但是你看见他的好不能持久。
But you can see his goodness cannot sustain for a long period.
只是一阵子就完了。
It is short-lived and it is over.
那常常给我们有一些不太掌握得来的，就是开头的那里。
Now there are some things that we cannot fully grasp that is at the beginning.
是。圣灵在那里记下说，亚玛谢行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Yes, the Holy Spirit records that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
只是心不专诚。
But not with a perfect heart.
那然后第三节就说了。
And then, verse 3 says,
我一坚定就把杀他父王的臣仆杀了。
When the kingdom was established to him, that he slew his servants that had killed the king, his father.
却没有指使他们的儿子，是照摩西律法书上耶和华所吩咐的，说不可因子杀父，也不可因父杀子，个人要为本身的罪而死。
But he slew not their children, but did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, The father shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin.
Now,
brothers and sisters, here we see one thing. If just on this point alone, indeed he did do that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
他杀掉了杀他父亲的臣仆，却没有全家抄斩。
He slew the servants that had killed the king his father, yet he did not kill those households of the servants.
他是蛮仁慈的，从这里看。
From that, we seem like he is very compassionate.
他不会诛九族啊。
He did not kill everyone of the family in the household.
而他不这样做，就说出他是根据摩西的律法的要求来施行。
He did not do so as it is written according to the law in the book of Moses.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看这一点
，Brothers and sisters, if we only look at this point,
我们觉得他果然是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
We might feel, yes, indeed, he did do which was right in the sight of the Lord.
因为把他的父亲杀掉的这一个罪名是蛮大的。
Because verdict of killing his father is a very great sin.
以下犯上。
It is someone who was under the king, under the superior to go beyond their authority.
而且这个上是至高的上。
And this superior is not only one above them, but it is the ultimate authority there.
他是王。
He is the king.
你把他杀掉。
And you kill the king.
那这个罪是蛮重的。
Then this is a big transgression.
但是他没有把这个罪追究到当事人以外的人。
Yet he did not pursue the roots of this transgression in beyond those who committed this transgression.
从这里来看
，from that point，
那他还是不错了。
It seems like he is quite good.
因为他不越过神的界限。
Because he did not go beyond the boundary of God.
但是你细心来留意。
But if we pay attention carefully,
这里面有些东西我们不能忽略。
There are some things here we cannot neglect.
那是他什么时候做这个事？
That is, when did he do this?
我们很容易会把这个事情发生的时间，在一个不确定的里头，把它推到前头。
And very easily, we might push this timeline ahead if we are uncertain.
不少神的儿女们读这一段话的时候，都有一个错觉在那里。
There are many children of God, when we read this passage, we have this misunderstanding.
下意识地以为他一坐上王位就把杀他父王的臣仆杀掉。
Subconsciously, we think once he is on the throne, then he slew all the servants that killed his father.
但是你细细去注意呢？
But if we pay attention carefully,
圣灵没有说准确的时间是什么时候。
The Holy Spirit did not record accurately when the time was.
但是却说出一种的情况。
But gives us this condition.
他国已坚定。
That was when his kingdom was established.
就杀了杀他父亲的臣仆。
That Amaziah slew the servants that killed his father.
那现在我们就要问了。
Then we must ask.
什么时候他的国坚定
？When is it that his kingdom was established？
是他一坐上王位的时候，国就坚定了吗
？Was it when he just got on the throne that the kingdom was established？
如果是这样的话
，If that is the case，
圣灵的记载应该不是这样的。
Then the Holy Spirit will not record it in this way。
那圣灵的记载应该是他一坐上王位就杀掉那是他的父王的人。
The Holy Spirit will record simply when he was on the throne, he slew the servants that killed his father.
但圣灵没有这样记载。
But the Holy Spirit did not record it in this way.
圣灵是说他国已坚定。
The Holy Spirit, when the kingdom was established to him,
他才杀他父王的人。
Then he slew the servants that killed his father, the king.
那我们就能了解。
Then we would understand.
这是他做王以后相当日子以后的事。
This would be a period of time after he was on the throne for a period.
是什么时候我们不知道。
We don't know exactly when that is.
但是绝不是一开始的时候。
But it will not be immediately when he is on the throne.
那在一开始的时候。
At the beginning,
他乖乖地在那里做王。
He was just a very...a king with no other further actions.
我们都能了解。
We can understand.
前头的王给杀了。
The king before him was killed.
但是杀他的人仍然留在政府的那一个位置里。
Yet, those who killed the previous king is still in the government.
那起码你能领会。
At the very least, we'll understand.
在起初他做王的时候，那一个人眼中的那个权势，并不在他为所欲为的那一边。
At the very beginning, even though he is seated on the throne as king, the power did not lie with him that he could do whatever he wanted.
那因此你可以想到。
Therefore, you can just imagine.
他追讨杀他父亲的罪的这件事情，一定是发生在。相当相当的年日以后
The fact that he pursued for the transgression of those who slew the king his father would be quite a long period after he was on the throne.
什么时候呢
But what period? How long was that?
圣灵没有作记
The Holy Spirit did not record for us.
但是我们有理由相信
But we have reason to believe
是在犹大国强盛以来以后的事。
It is after the nation of Judah was strengthened.
因为在下边弟兄姊妹你就看到一些事情。
Because later on we read and we see.
从这些事情里头。
And from these matters.
你大概也能看出神起初说他行耶和华眼中看为正的事是不是出自他里面的那一个实际
We are able to see the fact that when God records the fact he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, was it in fact from the reality that was in Amaziah?
因为从上文里头我们看到一些事
Because later on from the text we can see,
当他做王以后
after Amaziah was king,
他不敢乱来
He did not dare do whatever he wants.
他不敢越过神的界限。
He dare not go beyond the boundary of God.
那这一点我们是给他肯定的。
We are sure of that point.
神也在这里是如此的给我们看到的。
And that is what God also shows us.
因为犹大国慢慢的强盛起来。
Because the nation of Judah gradually grew strong.
那强盛到一个地步。
They are strong to a point.
要出去 跟以东打仗。
And they were about to go to war with Edom.
我们也不知道他们为什么要跟以东打仗。
We do not know why they were about to fight with Edom.
不过我们可以看他们打仗的那个结果。
But we can.
的确是好像有非常严重的事情在那里发生而引起的。
But we can see the result of the battle with Edom. It was brought about with very severe consequences.
那所以他就要去跟以东打仗。
Therefore, Amaziah would go fight with Edom.
当他去打仗的时候
，when they were fighting,
他看看犹大的国力。
He took a note of the strength of the power of Judah.
他还不敢很相信。能应付的那么大的战役。
He was still not sure that he can face such a battle.
所以他做了一件事。
So he did one thing.
什么事呢？
What did he do?
他就跟以色列人谈判。
Then he talked to the Israelites.
到以色列的那一边去募兵。
And he negotiated with them to try to get soldiers from them.
招聚了一批人来参加他的军队
，to gain a group of army power to join his army，
是用了好多钱来把他们请过来的。
He used much riches to hire those servants。
这里说了第六节就是说，用100他连德的银子，从以色列招募了10万大能的勇士。
He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver.
那么当他做这件事情的时候
，When he did this,
有一个先知来跟他说了。
There's this prophet who came to him saying,
他说亚玛谢王啊
，It says, O King Amaziah,
你不要和以色列的军兵一起。
Do not be together with Israel.
因为耶和华神跟以色列以法莲人的后裔没有往来。
For the Lord is not with Israel, with all the children of Ephraim.
神不与他们同在。
The Lord is not with them.
神不能与他们同在，你就不要和他们同在。
If God is not with them, do not be with them.
先知就说。
The prophet said,
如果你一定要他们跟你一起去。
If you will go and that you want them to go with you,
那你就去了。
Go.
不过
，but
神一定使你打败。
But God shall make thee fall before the enemy。
先知就说了一个话是很严肃的。
The words of the prophet is very serious。
因为胜与败，那个决定不在和人的手里，而是在神的手里。
Because whether it is victory or defeat, it is in the hand of God。
那当时亚玛谢就问先知。
Then Amaziah asked the prophet.
这里就说神人。
Here it says the man of God.
当然他是先知。
Yes, he is a prophet.
他说我给了他们一百他连德银子。
He said, what about the 100 talent that I gave to them?
那怎么？
And then what would happen to that?
神人就告诉他说。
Then the man of God answered.
给了就算了。
If you gave it, forget it.
神会赏赐你更多，如果你听从神的话。
The Lord is able to give thee much more if you obey Him.
那结果呢？
Then as a result,
亚玛谢就听话了。
Amaziah obeyed.
那这也算是他行以神眼中看为正的事。
Now this would be still considered doing right in the sight of the Lord.
神不喜悦，他就不做了。
God was not pleased, so he did not do it.
虽然他看见我损失了一百他连德的银子。
Even though he saw the fact that he just gave away 100 talents of silver.
但神不喜欢，我就停在那里。
But God is not pleased, so I stop.
那然后他就去跟以东人打仗。
And then he fought with the Edomites.
那结果他们就全胜了。
As a result, they had full victory.
感谢神。
Thank God.
但是一个非常可悲的事情在这里。
One thing very sad here.
是因为他打胜了而引起他心思里头的改变呢？
Was it because of his victory that his heart changed?
还是别的原因使他的心意改变呢？
or that other things cause his heart to change.
但圣灵也没有做这个记载。
The Holy Spirit did not have a recording.
但圣灵只是记载撒来仗是打胜了。
But the Holy Spirit records the fact, yes, there was victory.
改变了。
Yet the person changed.
那怎么改变法呢？
How did it change?
他们把以东的神带回来，来侍奉敬拜。
They took the gods of Edom back as spoil to worship.
而一个很明显的是摆在那里。
It is very evident here.
如果以东的神是真的神，是活的神。
If the God of Edom is a true God, a living God,
他就不会让以东人交在犹大人的手里。
Then the Edomites would not be given over into the hand of the Jews.
而现在他不能保护以东人。
Now that the gods of Edom cannot keep them,
明显他没有作为，是假神。
Very evidently, those gods are false. They have no power.
怎么你亚麻西还要把它拿回来，来代替耶和华神？
Why is it then Amaziah will still take those gods to take the place of God?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we can see one thing.
因为一切人的在神面前身高也好。
Whether man is exalted before God,
降低也好,
or humbled,
都不是一天里边能成功的。
It is not overnight.
都是渐渐的发生的。
That happens gradually.
弟兄姊妹们，你记得罗德跑到索多玛不是一天的功夫。
Brothers and sisters, you recall the fact that Lot went to Sodom and Gomorrah was not overnight.
而他是渐渐挪移帐篷，那样靠近索多玛的。
It was over a period of time that gradually Lot moved his tent toward Sodom.
那从时间上你看到那个渐渐的挪移帐篷。
You can see during the time period there was a gradual moving toward.
但是这个渐渐的挪移帐篷是反映他里头的那个爱慕。
But the fact that there is this gradual move toward really reflects for us his desire within his heart.
如果他里头没有那个爱慕，
if there is no such desire in his heart,
他看到索多玛的时候心里就要发毛的。
When he sees Sodom, then he will be angry.
你怎么可以靠近那些地方呢？
How is it that I can draw near to those places?
那些地方是马勒以动神怒气的事物。
Those places are filled with things that incur the wrath of God.
你怎么可以慢慢的靠近他呢？
How is it that there was a gradual move toward it?
那弟兄姊妹你就看到。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see.
罗德里头有一个心思。
Within Lot, there is this heart.
他看中索多玛的所有过于神给他的纪念。
He saw something in Sodom far surpassing the remembrance of God upon him.
这是罗德的故事。
That is the story of Lot.
但现在亚麻谢做了一件事情。
Now Amaziah did something.
他打赢了以东人。
He won over the Edomites.
却把以东人的神接过来做他的神。
Yet what he did was he took the gods of the Edomites to be his God.
你怎么来领会这件事呢？
How are we able to understand this?
你怎么可以解说这件事呢？
How can we explain this?
这个完全是不合理的事情。
This is something completely unreasonable.
但是亚麻谢就做了。
But that's what Amaziah did.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们可以肯定说。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we can assuredly say.
亚麻谢的里面实际上是没有神的地位。
Within Amaziah, he did not have any ground, any position for God.
但是他起初他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Yet at the beginning when he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
你好像从他这个人的身上看见一个很矛盾的事情。
It seems like upon this person we see something, there's conflict there.
外面要行神眼中看为正的事。
Externally, he is to do what was right in the sight of the Lord.
里面却是渐渐的把神的地位来推移。
Yet within, he was gradually moving the position of God out.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一天的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something gradual.
这是长久在那里的事情。
This is something throughout a long period of time.
当他这样做的时候，
when he did this at that moment,
有先知来告诉他，
there was a prophet that said to him,
他说你为什么把以东人的偶像带回来？
Why is it that you brought back the gods of the Edomites.
而他不能救他自己的民脱离你的手，你还要寻求他。
Why would you seek after them that could not deliver their own people out of your hand?
弟兄姊妹留意15、16节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 16.
先知与王说话的时候，王对他说：“谁立你做王的谋士啊？你住口吧，为何找打呢？”
And as the prophet spoke to the king said unto him, Art thou made of the king's counsel? Forbear, why should thou be smitten?
弟兄姊妹，你看看那个气言。
Brothers and sisters, look at these words and the attitude.
比较一下上一次先知告诉他说，你不要跟以色列人在一道。
Compare this with the conversation when the prophet told him, Do not be with the Israelites.
他就虽然舍不得那100 talents 但是他还算是听话了。
Even though he could not let go of that 100 talents of silver, yet he obeyed.
因为他当时面对一个好大的战役。
Because what he was facing was a great battle.
他又投入了20-30万的兵力在那里, 所以他不敢造次。
He was, had already 200,000-300,000 of his people in the army, so he dare not do anything against it.
他不敢得罪耶和华。
He did not dare sin against God.
所以他就听了。
So he obeyed.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们从他底下的那种光景,
from the condition later on,
你就回过头来看到, 他在神面前行耶和华眼中看为正的事, 是不得已的。
Then when we look back and see the fact that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord was something that it was beyond his control, he was forced to.
因为他没有把握,
because he did not have any confidence.
他没有把握他能做他要做的事。
He had no assurance of what he wanted to do.
所以他不敢在神的面前放肆。
So he dare not do whatever he pleased before God.
他是在这样的心情的底下来拣选行神眼中看为正的事。
It was under that condition that he chose to do what was right in the sight of the Lord.
现在把以东打下来了。
But now he has got victory over Edom.
这一场仗他可以说是胜得蛮厉害的。
You can say he had a very great triumph in this battle.
那结果呢?
So then,
他就心高气傲起来了。
He became very prideful.
他就觉得,
He felt,
我还是有本领,
I still have some capability.
我还是行,
I'm still able.
所以他再也听不进神的话了。
So no longer can he hear the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
在这一个时候,
at this time,
我们能领会他认为我的国权已经坚定了。
We can then consider at this time, Amaziah would consider himself that now my throne is established.
所以我个人有这样的一个倾向。
So I personally have this inclination.
他什么时候把他的杀他父亲的臣仆来杀掉呢?
When was it that he killed the servants that killed the king, his father?
是在这个时候。
It was at this time.
是在他现在 表达出不怕神也不怕人的时候。
It is at this time when he manifests the condition he did not fear God, he did not fear man.
虽然是他不怕神不怕人,
even though he feared not God or man,
不过他还不敢太过分,
yet he did not do too much.
所以他就没有杀掉他杀他父王的人的家人。
So he did not slay the family of the servants who slew his father.
我想这不是他甘心这样做的。
I believe that he was not willing to stop there.
但是他不得不这样做。
But he had no other choice.
因为既然他的父亲是给他的手下来弄掉。
Even because his father was killed by his father's servants,
当然, 他的臣仆还是有一定的势力的。
Of course then, those servants still had some power.
那所以到了他真的是感觉自己有把握了,他才动手。
So when he was confident, then he would take action against those servants.
为什么我会这样看呢?
Now why would I see it this way?
因为往下看的时候,你就看到他那个气焰非常厉害。
Then, because later on we can see how his attitude is very extreme.
那他从, 打败了以东回来,
after he got the victory over Edom and returned,
心里一想起那一百他连得的银子又心疼了,
he thought about the 100 talents of silver then in Edom again.
所以他就要跟以色列人打仗了,
then he wanted to fight against the Israelites.
也许他心里面说, 我要把他们打下来, 要他们把那一百他连得的银子吐回来。
Perhaps in his heart he thought, I must defeat the Israelites, then I can get my silver back.
正好碰到那些给遣散回去的人, 他们气愤愤的也骚扰了犹大。
And then has happened that those he sent home, they also come to disturb Judah.
所以他更有理由要跟以色列人打仗。
Then he even had a more reason to fight against the Israelites.
那结果呢?
As a result,
这一仗打下来,
he fought this battle.
以色列人没有败,
the Israelites was not defeated.
犹大人却垮了,
and the people of Judah fell.
我们又有点困扰在这里。
Then we will be troubled again.
我不知道他究竟看到以他连得银子, 是不是很重要?
I don't know, in Amaziah's heart, was it really those 100 talents of silver that important? We don't need to be mindful of that.
我们管的是,
but what we need to pay attention to, it is God who told him to send the Israelites home.
那现在神把以,
and he did so, he sent them home.
但神却让那一批以色列人来成为他的搞扰。
But God allowed for that group of Israelites to disturb him.
怎么神不负责任?
Is God not responsible?
那应该是神负责管住那给遣散的以色列民不让他们胡搞。
Should God not be responsible to keep that group of Israelites that they would not be a disturbance?
但是好像神不理会这个。
But it seems like God did not pay attention to that.
结果那打发回去那10万人, 就给犹大好多的麻烦。
Then it seems like the group that was sent home gave much trouble to the people of Judah.
你如果要说理由,
if you want a reason,
我用一百他连得银子请你们来打仗。
I use 100 talents of silver to hire you to fight.
现在不需要你打了。
Now I don't need you to fight.
你们回家去了。
You can go home.
那一百他连得银子我也不上你们要回来了。
And you get to keep the silver.
我没有亏欠你们。
I did not shortchange you.
那以色列人应该是没有理由在那里发怒的。
The Israelites have no reason to be angry.
那应该很高兴的白白的平白的就带了一百他连的银子回来。
Actually, they should be very happy. They got the silver for doing nothing.
不用去拼命。
They don't need to risk their lives.
也不必死人。
They don't need to die.
也不会受伤。
They don't need to get hurt.
就是这样来一来, 拿了一百他连的银子就回家。
All they have to do was come, show up, take the silver and go home.
照理来说,
according to logic,
没有理由发怒的。
There's absolutely no reason for them to be angry.
但他们就是发怒。
But they were angry.
他们发怒。
They were very angry.
神也不管。
God did not care.
我们就感觉有点困惑了。
Then we're troubled.
你说这是怎么搞?
You ask, what is this about?
这弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
刚才我先提到他跟以东人打仗以后的, 那种光景,
I first mentioned the condition of Amaziah after he fought with the Edomites.
神老早就看到,
God already saw,
他里面是要拣选以东的偶像。
Within Amaziah, God foreknew that he would choose the gods of Edom.
所以神就允许这些事情一件一件的发生。
So God allowed all these things to happen one by one.
那现在我们就看到一个问题了。
Now we can see this issue.
什么问题呢?
What issue?
我们读罗马书的时候,
when we read the book of Romans,
我们读到一个事实,
we read this fact,
也可以说是一个原则,
we can say it is a principle.
那个是什么原则呢?
What principle?
如果人在神面前定规了是那样,
if man has will a certain thing before God,
我就不管神怎么样说,
I don't care what God says.
我就, 认定了是这样。
I'm determined this is it.
好，那里就说。
Then it says there.
你既然定义要这样。
If you will, you're determined to do this.
神就任凭你这样。
God will allow for you to do as you please.
比如说，我们在亚麻谢的身上，你看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, from the person of Isaiah, we can see one thing.
神把他放在任凭里了。
God has placed him according to his own pleasure.
你既然喜欢自己来做主。
Since he wants to be his own Lord.
你既然喜欢自己在那里定过一切不管。不理会神。
If Amaziah wants to do whatever he please and does not mindful of God,
好，你不理会神，神也不理会你。
If you do not mind God, then God will not mind you.
所以你就看到发生很多的事情，我们不容易领会的。
Then we can see there are many things that happen, yet we cannot fully understand.
我们会在那里问。
We might ask there,
神让他那样做，他那样做了，神为什么不负他的责任？
God told him to do that, and he did it. Why is it God did not bear his responsibility?
弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们没有看清楚以前，
Before we see clearly,
神已经看清楚了。
God already saw very clearly.
亚麻谢他定义要背弃神。
Amaziah was determined to forsake God.
所以一开头就说他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，只是心不专诚。
He did that which is right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart.
这是他整个的一生在神面前所得的那个评语。
This is the evaluation of the life of Amaziah.
那结果他跟以色列打仗，他失败了。
As a result, he fought with Israel and he was defeated.
失败到一个什么光景呢？
How greatly was he defeated?
失败到一个地步。
He was defeated to a point.
犹大国里头的财宝，连同圣殿里面的一些珍物，都给掳到以色列那边去了。
All the treasures, even the vessels found in the house of God, was taken as spoiled to Israel.
那结果呢？
As a result,
他的结局就是这样。
That is his end.
弟兄姊妹留意二十七节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 27.
自从亚麻谢离弃耶和华之后，在耶路撒冷有人背叛他，他就逃到拉吉，半党却打发人到拉吉将他杀了。
Now after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent to Lachish after him and slew him there.
就是亚麻谢的下场。
Brothers and sisters, this is the ending of Amaziah.
他这个下场，
this end,
从人的眼中来看，就好像是一个政变的问题。
According to man's view, it seems like now there is a political change.
我们读以色列的历史，列王记也好，历代志也好。
When we read the history of Israel, whether in the Kings or in the Chronicles.
如果我们不看见背后的神的那个手。
If we do not see God's hand behind all of this.
我们就肯定是说，这些就是地上的那些历史的那些宫廷的政变也好，军事的政变也好，人民起义也好。
Then we can say with confidence, this is just what happens in man's history, whether it's the political changes, the military changes, or the revolutions.
都是那个玩意。
It is all the same.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
当你真的会看以色列和犹大的历史的时候，
If we truly know how to view the history of Israel
and Judah, 我们不会光看眼前的那些事物。
We will not only look at what the visible history is.
我们会看到这个眼前的事物背后的神的那个管理。
We will see the visible history and we can see then the sovereign hand of God behind that.
弟兄姊妹，我马上就给弟兄姊妹看一个证据。
Immediately, brothers and sisters, I will show you this proof.
亚麻谢给杀了。
After Amaziah was killed,
在杀他的这个事情的里头，
in this matter of slaying him,
圣经是用着半党。
The Holy Spirit uses the word in the scriptures. It uses a conspiracy.
那个半党，
it uses these people who revolted.
是一批人。
It is a group of people who revolted. It is not just one or two.
是一个势力。
It is a power.
是一个团体。
It is a group.
所以才叫党。
And so it says there's this conspiracy power of revolt.
如果是一般来说
，In general，
是半党把那一个王杀掉。
If it is the revolting group that kills the king,
那谁来继续做王？
Then who would become the eventual king?
不用说，那是半党的首领。
Without any, assuredly, then it will be the leader of the revolting group.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看二十六章。
But brothers and sisters, look at chapter 26.
你就看到一件不是一般的人文历史里头的光景。
You will see a condition that will not happen in man's history.
二十六章一开始怎么说？
At the beginning of chapter 26, what does it say?
犹大众民立亚麻谢的儿子乌西亚接续他父作王。
Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah.
那叛党从哪里来？
Now where did this revolting group come from?
也是从犹大的百姓那里来了。
They also come from the people of Judah.
那杀了他的父亲。
They killed his father.
设立他的儿子来接续作王。
Yet they appointed the son to be king.
不是那个半党的那个首领，或者说那个政治势力的首领来做王。
It's not the leaders of the rebellious group or the of that a power that becomes king.
在一般的历史里头，你看不到这样的事。
In history in general, you do not see that happen.
但在犹大，你看到这样的事。
But in Judah, we see that.
但是你看到这样的事，如果你只是看到这样的事。
Yet if we see this and we only see this as an event.
你还没有留意到那个问题的关键。
We still have not seen the key where it's crucial.
你说关键在哪里？
You say where is the key?
关键就在乌西亚是谁。
It is crucial because who Uzziah is.
你说乌西亚就是亚麻谢的儿子。
You say Uzziah then is the son of Amaziah.
你说那亚麻谢是谁？
Then you say, who is Amaziah?
那是约阿斯的儿子。
He is the son of Joash.
那约阿斯的父亲的父亲是谁？
Then who is the son of Joash?
你一直问上去，你就问到一个人出来。
If you keep on asking this question, you come to an individual.
问到谁出来？
Who?
大卫。
It is David.
那很清楚的一件事情。
Very clearly.
乌西亚是谁？
Who is Uzziah?
大卫的后裔。
He is the descendant of David.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
犹大这一个王位。
This throne of Judah.
或者说犹大的这一个政治的领袖至高的统治者。
Or this supreme, this ultimate political leader of Judah.
是神交给大卫家的。
It is given by God to the house of David.
不是交给大卫家以外的人的。
It is not given to anyone outside of the house of David.
所以前不久我们看到亚他利亚算了大卫家的位。
Therefore, before when we saw Athaliah usurping the throne from the house of David,
不多久就让一个小孩子来把他推下去。
Very shortly after, we see a child, young child, would overthrow her.
有什么你们要想到？
Brothers and sisters, consider.
七岁的小孩
this seven-year-old,
大概晚上他还要尿床呢。
Perhaps he would still wet his bed at night.
他就把一个坐在王位上的那个整个的权势都推倒了。
Yet he was able to overthrow the one who is on the throne.
是他的本事吗？
Is it his capability?
他什么都不知道。
He knows nothing.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看到
，But brothers and sisters, you can see，
这就是历史背后的那一个手。
That is the hand behind the history，
是神的手。
It is the hand of God，
一直照着他的应许要照顾大卫家。
That he continues to do according that to his promise to be mindful of the house of David，
不叫大卫家的灯光熄灭。
That there would be a light in the house of David。
让耶路撒冷继续的有灯光。
That there would be light continually in Jerusalem.
因为时间还没到的时候。
Because before the time is fulfilled.
神不允许任何一个人事物发生来影响这一个大卫的后裔做王的事实。
God would not allow for any man, event or matter to affect the matter that descendant of David would be king.
那现在乌西亚来做王了。
Now Uzziah is king.
他还算是少年人。
He is still a young man.
16岁
16 years old.
Teenager.
He is a teenager.
现在 我们就说啊，这个是反叛的年龄。
No, we say this is a rebellious age.
你说是东，他就说西。
If you say east, he will go west.
你说这个不好，他说这个好。
If you say it's not good, he say it is good.
就是要抵挡的那个年龄。
It is an age of rebellion.
现在乌西亚坐到王位上。
Now Uzziah is on the throne.
但是这个乌西亚王。
But this king Uzziah.
如果我们看他前头的那些事情
，If we look at his matters in the beginning，
他实在是一个蛮不错的王。
Indeed, he is quite a good king.
所以有一些犹大的历史家啊，他不说乌西亚是一个好王。
Therefore, some historians of Judah would not say that Uzziah was a good king.
那当然他不是坏王。
Of course, he was not a bad king.
但是。那是历史家说，如果你说他是好王，就没有把他表达得出来。
But the historians would say, if you say Uzziah was a good king, you do not able to fully express him.
因为在他一生里面也有一些非常不好的事。
Because throughout his life, there was also things that was very bad.
不过那些不好的事没有影响神的百姓的生活，就是。
But those bad things did not affect.Influence the life of the people.
但是如果把他带到神的面前来,
But if you bring those matters before the sight of God,
他不是坏王, 但是也不能说是好王。
That he was not a bad king, but you cannot call him a good king.
那既然是这样,
If that is the case,
那算是什么呢?
What is he considered?
他说, 以他个人来说,
The historians say that according to Uzziah himself,
应该说他是一个伟大的王。
We say he is a great king.
因为他在他做王的时候，他把犹大国治理的非常整整有序，也繁荣。
Because when he was in power, he organized and he governed Judah very well, and they prospered and flourished.
而这些是从犹大历史里边来看的。
This is from the history of Judah.
但是你回到神的话的里边去看，神都没有记录他这些。
But when we go back to the word of God, God did not record any of this.
神所注意的是他在神面前，他站在一个什么地位上来坐在王位上。
What God pays attention to focus on is what position was Uzziah in when he was on the throne.
那乌西亚做王。
Now when Uzziah reigned,
弟兄姊妹们。如果从一般来说
Brothers and sisters, if we look at it generally,
他真的是算蛮不错的。
Yes, he's considered quite good.
说你看就是历代志里头给他的评语也不坏。
You can see the evaluation here in Chronicles, it is not bad.
第四节。
Verse 4.
乌西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他父亚麻谢一切所行的，通晓神默事。
And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did, and he sought God.
接下去
Who had understanding in the visions of God.
撒加利亚在世的时候，乌西亚定义寻求神，他寻求耶和华神，就使他亨通。
In the days of Zechariah, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper.
你说好还是不好
With that, do you say it's a good or bad?
你就这样不在意的去看好
If we read it carelessly, we'll say good.
但是你留心的看
But if we read carefully,
好中有破口
Within the good, there are some gaps.
头一件事情弟兄姊妹你注意
The first thing, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事
He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
效法他父亚玛谢一切所行的。
According to all that his father Amaziah did.
那亚玛谢刚才我们才看过。
Now we already saw Amaziah.
他怎么行耶和华眼中看为正的事呢?
How did Amaziah do that which was right in the sight of the Lord?
这个做儿子的效法他父亲所做的。
The son did according to what his father did.
这不是明明在那里说。他对行神眼中看为正的事还是有点保留吗
Would that not tell us that even though Uzziah did what was right in the sight of the Lord, that there would be some reservation with that.
不过是说的有点隐约就是了。
It is expressed here in a hidden way.
然后底下又说,
and then it says,
撒加利亚在世的时候,
in the days of Zechariah,
乌西亚定义寻求神,
Uzziah sought God.
那撒加利亚不在世的时候呢?
When Zechariah died,
这里没有说,
it did not say here.
不过你知道,
but we know what the answer is. During those days, Uzziah did not seek after God.
这个撒加利亚不是 又阿诗的那一个那个表弟，不晓得表兄还是表弟了，反正就是他舅舅的儿子的那一个，现在已经距离差不多100年了，所以不是同一个人。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember this is just the same name, Zechariah, but it's not the Zechariah we just read previously, shortly ago on Joash, his cousin, or someone with the same name as Zechariah. It's about 100 years apart. In the other places in the scripture, there's not much mentioned about this Zechariah. So in fact, who this Zechariah is, we do not know much about. Whether he's a prophet, we do not know. Whether he was a great official, we do not know. But one thing we do know, he was one who diligently sought after God. Therefore, during his days, Uzziah followed him. Just like in a similar way, like his grandfather Joash. When Zechariah died, then Uzziah's heart was not pure.
那如果我们看乌西亚的事情,
if we look at the matters of Uzziah,
犹太历史上所说的他的许许多多的功劳, 这里都没有记载,
there are many merits in the history of Judah that is recorded about Uzziah that is not recorded here.
这里只是轻轻记载他的战争的成功和一些建设的事业, 没有详细的记载。
Here only lightly points out some of his victories in battle and some of his work in architecture, did not go into detail.
不过你能从那些记载的里面看到犹大在那个时候又强大起来又繁荣起来。
But throughout, between the lines here, we can see during that period Judah grew in power and they flourished.
犹大在神面前给纪念到这一个地步。
It was to this point that Judah was remembered before God.
人如果在神的面前不苏醒的话,
if man is not alert in the presence of God,
难处就来了,
then the difficulties would come.
所以比如说你看16节,
so brothers and sisters, you can see verse 16.
这个他就是指着乌西亚王。
Here it mentions it is about Uzziah.
他既长盛就心高气傲, 以致行事邪僻, 干犯耶和华他的神。
But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God.
又是一个晚则不保的人。
It was also someone who was not kept in his last days.
他怎么干犯耶和华呢?
Now how did he transgress against the Lord?
在没有看他干犯耶和华的事以前,
now before we see how he transgressed against the Lord, we see repeatedly the several kings of Judah.
他们没有强盛起来的时候, 他们好像还全全卑微的,
before they were strong, it seems like they were still somewhat humble.
但是一等到他们强盛起来的时候,
but after they were strong,
他们就觉得不可一世了。
Then they become very prideful.
在神面前就走迷了。
They go astray before God.
弟兄姊妹们，这些事情实在是不住在那里提醒
Brothers and sisters, indeed, these events, these matters continue to remind us who follow after God. We rather be someone who is humble in order to sustain our remembrance before God. Whenever the Lord lifts us up, then especially we have to look to the mercy of the Lord, that we will not become prideful. That may we have even the heart of John the Baptist as we live before God's presence. That is, he must increase, I must decrease. So that it would be even we would be remembered before God even at the end of our days. Now we'll take note and see how did King Uzziah transgress against the Lord. Brothers and sisters, pay attention. The Holy Spirit says his heart was lifted up. Now let us consider how his heart was lifted up. Now I'm king. I have done all this good work. I have the victory over all the nations around me. I'm number one in this area. I'm king. Yet there is this one area under my power that I cannot be king. That is the temple.
我到了圣殿那一边,
when I go to the temple,
我不能为所欲为,
I cannot do whatever I want.
圣殿里头一切的事情都与我无分无关,
all the matters in the temple have nothing to do with me.
我到了那边的时候, 我只能乖乖地站立在那里。
When I go there, I can only humbly, very obediently stand there.
哦, 这样对一个心高气傲的人来说, 实在叫他受不了。
This condition is very hard for someone who is very prideful to take.
所以他就起了一个意念。
So he had this thought.
我要到耶和华殿的里头, 我亲自烧香。
I must go to the temple of the Lord and I will burn incense.
我不要祭司替我烧香。
I don't want the priest to burn incense for me. I will burn incense myself.
他就做了。
He did so.
他就到耶和华殿里头, 要闯进
He went to the temple. He wanted to go into the sanctuary to burn incense.
当时那一批祭司立位人也蛮强悍的。
And the priests, the Levites, they were very strong.
就挡住他了。
And they resisted him.
他说王啊, 这不是你的事。
He says, King, this is not your business.
这是亚伦的子孙和他的事。
This is the affairs of the descendants of Aaron.
你做这样的事情, 你就在神面前也动神的怒气。
Oh, King, if you do this, you will bring on the wrath of God.
乌西亚, 他才不理会这个。
Uzziah was not mindful of this at all. He says, I will burn incense.
我今天非要敲山不可。
Today I must burn the incense.
他是闯进去了。
And he rushed in.
当他这样一闯,
when he did so,
马上他就饿上, 头上就长了大麻风。
Immediately his head became leprous.
他自己有感觉了。
He felt.
众人也看见了,
and everyone saw.
明明告诉他说,
they told him,
王啊, 你乐上长了大麻风了,
King, your head has become leprous. You are unclean. No longer can you go into the temple. He was determined to go and burn incense in the temple. But he went beyond the boundary of God.
而神在旧约的里头,
in the Old Testament,
显明神的三个职事是非常清楚地分裂在他的百姓中间。
The three ministries got manifested is very clearly defined and manifested upon his people.
而王有王的界限。
King has their boundary. The priest has their boundary of service.
先知, 虽然是带出神的话语, 但是先知却没有行政的权柄。
Even though the prophets bring forth the word of God, yet they do not have any power administratively.
而也不能干预圣殿的事。
And they cannot intervene in the affairs of the temple.
那神在旧约里头把这三个知识是很清楚的在那里。
Now, God has clearly distinguished, separated these three ministries in the Old Testament. Now, King Uzziah wanted to go beyond this boundary. According to man's view, for him to go beyond this boundary is only to adjust the tasks that are done.
但是你回到神的面前，你就看见不是一个执事的调整。
But if we go back before the presence of God, we see this is not only a matter of adjusting the task of the ministry. What is it?
是否认神的权柄。
It is an issue of denying the authority of God.
要跨越神的界限。
That we want to go beyond the boundary of God.
那个中心的问题就是不以神为神。
Then the matter, the central issue is that we do not honor God as God.
而不再承认神的权柄。
We deny God's power.
这个是在神面前也动神的怒气最厉害的一样。
This is one of the greatest things that will bring about, kindle the wrath of God.
那就是不信的这个罪的发表。
It is the manifestation of the sin of unbelief.
那么所以结果呢? 乌西亚王就马上长了大麻烦。
As a result, then immediately King Uzziah became leprous.
而这个也许是他幕后做王的一段的时间。
And perhaps this is at the very end stage of his reign.
但是乌西亚王做王的年日是蛮长的。
But the reign of King Uzziah was very long.
他做了52年的王。
He reigned for 52 years.
如果这个事情是发生在他做王40年的时候的事。
If this happened during the 40 year of his reign,
我不知道他究竟这个事情发生在哪一个年间。
Now we don't know exactly what year this happened.
但是总是在他靠近幕后的一段的时间。
But it is toward the end stages of his reign.
算他10年吧。
If we say it was 10 years before the end,
算他5年。
Or even 5 years before the end.
从那个时候开始。
From that point on,
他本人固然不能到圣殿。
He himself, on the one hand, cannot go to the temple.
同时呢,
at the same time,
连做王的权柄也不能行使。
Even to the he cannot manifest his authority as king.
因为按照律法, 长大麻风的人是给隔离出去的。
Because according to the law, those who are lepers are cut off from the people.
那所以从那个时候开始,
therefore, from that point on,
他虽然空有一个王位,
he had the title of the king.
但是实际是他儿子约坦接上来了。
But in fact, it was his son Jotham who succeeded him.
一直到他死, 都是这个样子。
Until his death, that was the case.
弟兄姊妹，我们从属灵的实际来看他这一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we review it spiritually.
因着麻风而给隔离。
Because of his leprosy, he was cut off.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个严重性吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see the severity?
不单是不能在神面前蒙纪念。
Not only was he cannot be remembered before God.
并且在神的面前连交通
But even to a point that there was no fellowship.
跟谁交通?
Fellowship with who?
跟神交通?
Fellowship with God.
因为你看到他再也不能再到圣殿去了。
Because you see, no longer can he go to the temple.
如果你回到以色列人出埃及的时候,
if you go back to when the Israelites came out of Egypt in the wilderness,
一个长大麻风的人就要出到营外。
A one who is a leopard have to be outside the camp.
要关在营外。
They have to be shut out outside the camp. They cannot come within the camp.
而营
Within the camp is the remembrance of God.
营里是享用神同在的地方。
Within the camp is to have the presence of God.
你可以赶到营外,
if you're outside of the camp, you are cut off from God.
那弟兄姊妹你不要问,
Now brothers and sisters, don't ask such a question as, is he saved or not then? Because in the Old Testament, there's no issue of being saved or not.
在旧约里头要纪念是 有没有神的纪念？
In the Old Testament is whether they were remembered by God or not.
有没有条件活在与神的交通里？
Are they qualified to live with the fellowship, having fellowship with God?
现在你看到乌西亚。
Now you see King Uzziah.
这些都没有了。
No more.
一直到他死。
Until his death.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
现在又一个王。
Another king.
起初好像不错。
At the very beginning, seems very well. At the end, he fell.
他不像他父亲。
It was unlike his father.
他父亲是把外邦的神像带进来。
His father brought out the Gentile gods.
他没有把外邦的神像带进来。
He did not bring in the Gentile gods like his father.
但是他却没有守住神要他占的地位。
Yet he did not keep the ground, the position which God wants him to keep.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious problem.
那没有占着神要他占的地位。
If you do not stand in the position which God wants you to keep.
就是越过神的界限。
In other words, you have gone beyond the boundary of God.
当然实际上面来说。
Of course, reality.
一个没有站在神要他站的地位上。
One who does not stand the position, the ground which God wants him to stand.
那就是越过神的权柄和管理。
That is one who have gone beyond the government and the authority of God.
那个实质是什么？
What is that in reality?
那是士师记的特点。
That is the characteristic, the uniqueness of the book of Judges.
那是以色列中没有王。
In those days, there was no king in Israel.
个人任意而行。
Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
那就人家自己做了王。
Then, man themselves become king.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是乌西亚。
This is Uzziah.
在神的记录的里头
In the recording of God,
他不能算坏
He cannot be considered bad.
但是他却是一个不守地位的王
But he was a king who did not keep his ground.
虽然他没有把神的百姓带进悖逆
Even though he did not bring the people of God into rebellion.
这一点已经很难得
Well, that is already very good.
但是他美中不足的
But there was this blemish.
他越过了神的界限。
He have gone beyond the boundary of God.
弟兄姊妹，这些如果我们来看整个属灵的问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, we look at this as a spiritual matter.
人以为这没有什么了不起。
Man might not see this as a big problem.
以色列代的帝王都是这个样。
All the kings throughout the ages is this way.
但是我们要留意一件事。
But we must take note.
神为什么把历代志留下来呢
Why is it that God kept for us the chronicles?
如果神留下光是历史的话神留下列王记就够了
If God only wants us to know the history He only keep kings for us
历代志是多出来的
The chronicles are extra
但神是把它留下来
But God kept them for us
我们是可以问问神
We can ask God
神，你为什么把历代志也留下来
？God, why did you keep Chronicles for us as well?
我不知道主怎么回答我们。
I do not know how the Lord will answer us.
不过我自己
，but for myself, one understanding.
我不敢说这个就是神的心意。
I dare not say that is the heart of God.
但是作为一个作为我们在神面前追求的人来的有的参考，那倒是还是蛮可以的。
But I think it is worthy to be a reference for us who seek after God. If we truly ask God, God, why did you remain the chronicles for us? God will say, it is for you. You question, why is it for me, God? God will answer, I have saved you, delivered you, not only from sin and death.
我是要你跟我的怀里的独生子将来一同做王。
But it is in order for you to reign together with my only son in my bosom.
所以你必须要看从前的王什么叫做合神的心意，什么叫做越过神的界限
？And that is why you have to see the kings before you to see those who are right in my sight and those who have gone beyond my authority.
如果不是历代志
，If it's not for the chronicles，
你就看不到这一个。
You would not be able to see this.
我留下历代志
，I've kept the chronicles，
就是要让你们看见。你怎么预备做王的心思
？It is for you to see in order how to prepare your heart to be king.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是在感谢我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we thank our God.
我们一直看到历代志的末了的时候。
As we continue to finish the Chronicles.
我们去总结历代志的时候。
When we come to summarize the Chronicles.
我们才把一个更高的那一个神要发表的心思指出来。
Then at that time we will point out an even higher heart, a purpose that God has for us.
啊，我们就看见神对我们这些在他的救赎的恩典里面的人是如何的很充分的、很细微的来给我们预备做王的道路。
Then are we able to see and realize how vast, how detailed, how great the plans of God are prepared for us to prepare us to be king.
让我们在这个路上一面走，一面学习做王。
So that as we go on this path and continue on this path, that we will learn to be king.
弟兄姊妹们记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
马太福音，我们主升天以前。他所宣告的是
The gospel according to Matthew before the ascension of the Lord he proclaimed
所以你们要去
Therefore you must go
使万民做我的门徒
To make disciples of all men
凡我所教导你们的也教导他们遵守
That you will teach them all that I have taught you
我就与你们同在直到这个世代的末了
Then I shall be with you until the end of this age
多少人把主这样的一个宣告压缩在一个小范围里
So many have compressed this proclamation of God, of the Lord, into a small boundary.
就是现在许多称为教会的人士在那里不停地在喊大使命、大使命，还是把主这一个宣告压缩在一个小范围里。
Even those of the church who would proclaim this proclamation of the Lord as the Great Commission, yet they compressed it to such a small circle.
你看到这许多人，他在那里喊大使命，整个大使命就是传福音。
They see this as the Great Commission, yet the point of this Great Commission is only on spreading the gospel.
传福音是很重要。
Yes, spreading the gospel is extremely important.
但是传福音不是大使命的全部。
But Sharing the gospel is not the entirety of this great commission.
传福音是大使命的起点。
Yet, sharing the gospel is only the beginning point of this great commission.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
我们的主怎么说？
What did our Lord say?
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go make disciples of all nations.
什么叫门徒？
What is a disciple?
门徒就是学徒。
A disciple is one who learns from the master.
文明一点就是说学生。
To be a very a pleasant term is a student.
你要来做主的学生。
You are to be a student of the Lord.
但是更贴切的，你要做主的学徒。
Of course, to be more accurate, you are a learning disciple of the Lord.
那么主是谁？
Now, who is the Lord?
在马太福音里面。
In the gospel according to Matthew.
主是王。
The Lord is King.
在他宣告这个事情的时候
When he proclaimed this matter,
他说了一个事实
He proclaimed a fact.
天上地上所有的权柄都已经交给我了
That authority in heaven on earth has been given to me.
是这个原因
It is because of this reason.
所以你们要去
Therefore you go.
你们去的原因就是因为我得了天上所地上所有的权柄。
The reason that you go and do all of this is because all authority, all power is given to you in heaven and earth.
让你们把人带到我面前来学我。
So that you bring all men before me to learn of me.
怎么学他？
How do we learn of him?
学他做王。
To learn to be king as he is.
学他掌握和运用天上地上所有的权柄。
To learn of him, to hold and to exercise all the power given to him in heaven and on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这个才是大使命。
Brothers and sisters, that is the great commission.
全部。
Yeah, it's the entirety of the great commission.
所以不单是来做学生。
So it's not only to come to
be a student. 同时要学主给他们 说过的一切。
But to come learn all that the Lord has taught them.
这个才是大使命的全部。
That is the entirety of the Great Commission.
如果我们领会那一个，
If we understand that,
我们就懂。
Then we will know.
神把历代志留下来。
God has left us the Chronicles.
就是为了要叫我们这些，蒙神拣选，将来要与基督一同作王的人，你看见作王的路是要怎么走。
It is in order for us who have been chosen to reign with the Lord, in order for us to see to be king, how, what path we ought to go.
什么的事情你要逃避？
What things that we must escape?
什么事情要紧紧的抓牢？
What things we must hold tightly on?
这样一直走到路中。
Then we can finish our path completely.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我想我们今天晚上就看到这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.
我们继续往历代志看的时候，
As we continue in the Chronicles,
我们就越看越清楚这样的一种光景。
More clearly, we will see this condition.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly and be gracious to us.
叫我们走到路程的终点的时候，没有留下空白。
That we would come to the end of our path yet not empty.
更不留下破口。
That we will not leave any breach.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly and graciously with us.